Good morning and welcome to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration that will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Wherever you are on our lovely planet.
Welcome to Being Here.
Yes, welcome to Being Here.
Today's theme is sweet little moments.
You know, it's interesting. Life is made up of little moments. One little moment, two little moments.
Three little moments, four.
And you can either disregard those moments that you think are unimportant, especially when you're striving to get somewhere. And it's like climbing a mountain and you're looking to get to the top, and you disregard those little steps that get you there.
It wasn't too long ago, Shia and I were out on a river volunteering to take military veterans out to give them a day, fly fishing on the river. It's a wonderful organization called Healing Waters that gets together and sets it up with different, in this case, trout clubs to go out and get people a day on the water. And I realized as I was out there that a lot of what was lovely in the day was not only the time that we spent with the individuals, but seeing, that pink flower, that one individual pink flower in bloom by that tree, or the duck in the distance right in the middle of the river, or how the light shined through the American flag that they'd hung up for that occasion. It wasn't all big, momentous, when I catch a fish or when the person I'm guiding makes that perfect cast, then I'll be satisfied. It was made up of almost like drops of water made into a river. Each one was individual and unique. And if you get busy looking for those big, momentous things, you're going to miss your life.
Anyway, we need to talk about what will give you your life, what will give you the most juice in life, and that is discovering how to truly listen. Because when you truly listen, you're not commenting in your thoughts about agreeing or disagreeing. You're not changing what the person says into your words, like, in other words. Oh, in other words, you're saying, you're not commenting on whether you agree, disagree, like, dislike. All that quiets down to absorb, intentionally recreate that other person's communication. That pulls you into the current moment of your life, and transformation happens coincidentally when you get into the current moment of your life.
That was beautiful.
No, thank you.
If you could see me right now, it might be a little embarrassing, actually, because I was sitting here, mouth agape. If I was a little more tired, I'd probably drool. I mean, I was just taken
listening
by the majesty of your speaking.
Well, thank you.
It was fun.
You know, it's a really good thing that you married me almost 33 years ago. 34, going on 34.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my. Yes, time flies by.
Yeah, in one more month, we'll have been together 36 years.
Wow.
Yeah, not bad.
No, you made a good choice if you still like me.
I had a sweet little moment the other day.
What was that?
I got into our car, and we have as one of our favorites the Being Here radio show, and it started playing. And I heard your voice. I mean, my voice was fine too, but just the quality of your voice resonating through the speakers, I was like, oh, it's Shia.
Oh, thank you. That's almost embarrassing, isn't it?
It was just lovely.
You know?
Yeah. It was a sweet little moment.
How much we like each other.
You know, part of how much we like each other really starts with allowing ourselves to be kind to ourselves. Because, you know, if you're ever distracted or worried about something or being hard on yourself,
or going somewhere.
Yes, then it's very hard to appreciate anything around you because your mindset is focused on either where you want to get to or that thing that you are resisting.
And then everything becomes an intrusion. Rather than your life becomes an inclusion of the magic of being alive.
See, our approach, in case you're new to us, is absolutely not psychological. We're not interested in analyzing your past to figure out what's wrong
or why you're screwed up
so that you can make a plan to improve to be a better you. It's really about an anthropological approach in that. An anthropologist is a person who studies cultures.
Observes cultures.
To see how they're put together.
Oh, by the way, we finish each other's sentences.
We do, and it's fun. So,
yes, it is. So, if you just notice how you're living without commenting on it to yourself or thinking you should be doing it differently or better, odds are your life will get ecstatic. But if you're picking on yourself and thinking you ought to be different, you will torture yourself over little things like your voice.
That being said, if you find yourself picking on yourself, don't pick on yourself or picking on yourself. You can only be exactly as you are in any given moment. If you're a little bit off balance, that's the only way you can be. If you're feeling in your direct center right now, that's the only way you can be. The main thing is to simply notice how you're being without judging what you see. And of course, you're going to appreciate it when you're feeling well and on your game and in the moment. And then there are the other times when you feel less robust. Or
when you're in the moment, you're not commenting to yourself that you're in the moment.
That is true.
Just to let you know. You know, because the voice inside your head is very tricky. It will get you thinking you've gotten somewhere, just so it can prove to you that you haven't.
Yeah, once you start paying attention, it goes, I'm not sure I like this. Okay.
We have a guest?
We do. We have several callers holding. Why don't we take the first one?
Yes.
Tanya, where are you calling in from today?
Hi. I'm calling in from Oxford, England.
Oxford, England.
Yay! And we can see you very, very soon because tomorrow we're in Cambridge for the Speak Up course tomorrow and Friday. And then we're doing fun as the access way to enlightenment over the weekend. So bravo, England.
Yeah, I'll be there. I can't wait.
What Excellent. Can we do for you?
I really love this topic about, there's a quote that you had on your, along with the topic for the show about the real voyage of discovery consists of not seeking new landscapes, but having new eyes. And I just love it because I have this recurring, I feel that life has got so much, so easy and quieter and slower in a way since I've been attending your workshop. And at the same time, I have this recurring thought that that is because I'm not challenging myself enough or being bold enough.
That challenging thought, you said it really well. You have this thought. It's only a thought. You know, you don't have to have a difficult life to have a great life. Yeah, the starving artist doesn't need to starve.
You know, it's very interesting, Tanya. In the course of the year, we have hundreds of thousands of people who listen to this show. And if you were to put together all of the episodes that we do and how many people call in, there certainly aren't hundreds of thousands of people calling in. So I always find it interesting that people are who are in the process right now of being bold, because here you are calling in, revealing things about yourself to however many people are listening, and you're talking about yourself, and that's actually a bold thing. You've challenged yourself to be here, but you disregard it. But I bet you there are a lot of people listening right now going, oh, man, I'd be afraid to call in. I wouldn't know how to be that honest. I can't believe that she's being that straightforward.
It's so funny because I really have that idea that if it doesn't make me uncomfortable in some way that I'm not being bold.
Of course you do. It wasn't so long ago at a Monday evening seminar in New York City, one of the participants stood up, and she's a principal at
a high school
in the Bronx. And she went to a citywide event held for all the different principals of high schools. And they went and did all sorts of different breakout sessions where they worked on different subjects around being an administrator in a school. And the consensus was, if it's not hard, it has no value. And it was being promoted that, yes, this is a difficult job. And
a friend said, that wasn't her experience of the job. She didn't find it difficult. She found it refreshing and easy. But you see, in our technology, when you become a yes to your life and what you're up to, life becomes easier. But when you resist something, well, this is the three principles of instantaneous transformation. The first one is anything you resist persists, grows stronger, and it dictates your life. It dominates your life.
You know, another way of saying that is anything you resist becomes challenging. It becomes a challenge. Mm-hmm. It's something, a hurdle you have to get over. The second principle is you can only be exactly as you are in any given moment.
So in the current moment of now, we could only be on this conversation, on this radio show with you.
And the third principle is anything you see without judging completes itself. So if you find getting up in the morning at a challenge, or picking up the phone and talking to somebody, or writing a document a challenge, and you see that, and you see that internal process, and you don't judge it, in an instant, it can disappear, particularly for all of us who are practicing being fully engaged in whatever it is that we're doing, and doing it as if it's our idea rather than a victim, like life is making us do things.
So cool. And it really is so surprising and amazing to me that there is this way of being that's so different. How life used to be, really.
Yeah, you know the idea that it's a challenge?
Oh, I wouldn't recommend thinking back to how life used to be. Because it wasn't pleasant.
Plus, also,
it was a constant argument.
When you're comparing now to then, or comparing it to what you expect it to be in the future, you step outside of the possibility of experiencing those sweet little moments.
Right, comparison is really a killer.
It's a passion killer, it's a satisfaction killer, it's a sweetness robber.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think about it. If I want to see my family, and I live in New Jersey, or if I want to come to Cambridge and see you, it's a flight. Now, mind you, it may take me a number of hours to get there, and then a taxi or a Uber or whatever to get to Cambridge from London. But it's not like the challenge it was 100 years ago, I don't have to take a steamer
across the ocean and then trains and coaches and who knows what else.
But we've inherited our expectations from people who actually experience things that way. But there is the possibility that life can transform, you can transform, life can be transformation made easy.
In an instant. Transformation doesn't take time. Change takes time. Transformation happens instantaneously when you get into the current moment of your life and are just being there.
Or being here, as the case may be.
Right.
Hence the name of our show.
Great. Thank you, guys. I so love talking with you.
We enjoy talking to you, and we're really, really pleased that we get to see you for the courses. They're going to be profound and fun and easy. And, yeah.
Yeah.
So and thanks for calling in today. Really a treat.
Thanks for having me.
Excellent.
Okay, babe. Looking forward to seeing you.
We're going to take a short break. We'll be back.
So come on back.
And don't miss
being here.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books that will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. Ariel and Shia also invite you to attend their fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, England, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Kane's books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. So why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting transformationmadeeasy.com. That's transformationmadeeasy.com.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you, too, can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com to receive free video and audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Friend us on Facebook to keep up with what's empowering the world. Voice America Empowerment.
You are listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back.
Yeah, welcome back to Being Here.
As we mentioned, we'll be seeing many of you tomorrow in Cambridge.
For Speak Up. And then on the weekend, we're doing
Fun.
As the access way to enlightenment.
You don't have to be in the weekend in order to have fun as the access way to enlightenment. If you'd like to join us, you're welcome.
Right.
And then New York City is the next weekend in case you want to join us and you're not free for this weekend. You can come to Creativity and Intuition August 10th, 11th, 12th.
And then we're going to Hamburg for the Freedom to Breathe. And the Art of Being Happy. And that's October 4th for the Freedom to Breathe and the 5th through the 7th for the Art of Being Happy.
Now, of course, if you attend a weekend with us and would like to join us for an immersion course in instantaneous transformation in Costa Rica in January, you are invited. So if you want excellence in every aspect of your life, join us for a seminar. It's really a lovely immersion into the brilliance of being you. You can find out more or register for any of our courses at our website.
TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Did we say we finish each other's sentences?
Well, we've said it many times.
Well, we do.
Okay.
Okay. Hey, we have another caller. Let's take her.
Andrea.
Hey,
where are you calling from?
I'm calling in from Basel in Switzerland. I'm taking a lovely walk in the park near my house.
Oh, lovely. Welcome to the show. What can we do for you?
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. I was reading the title of the show, and I really loved it because I love these sweet little moments that I sometimes have on my balcony in the morning, you know, when I eat breakfast and just see my flowers blooming. It's really, really nice. And somehow the word kindness came to my mind. You know, the sweet little moments somehow are connected for me with kindness. And you talked about being kind to yourself. And I was wondering, sometimes, you know, I find it much, much easier to be kind to my friends, to my boyfriend, and to my students, but not to myself. I just wanted to talk about this.
Well, I don't know that that's accurate, my dear, and I'll tell you why.
Okay.
Because if you're being kind to your students and your boyfriend and other people, you have to be kind to yourself. See, it all emanates from... Yeah, I know the voice in your head is not kind, but that's a recording. That's an old recording. Okay. That is not current. It seems to be current because its complaints are in current time, but it's the same old complaints.
That's true. Oh, okay. So, okay. That's cool.
Because if you were being genuinely, yeah, if you were genuinely unkind to you, you'd be snappish at the other people around you, particularly your boyfriend.
Right.
Yeah.
Because he couldn't do it right.
Yeah.
If you were being unkind to yourself.
That's really cool. That's really, really cool. I never looked at it that way because... I think I listen to that voice in my head quite frequently. And so, yeah, that's really, really cool.
But I wonder about something with that voice in your head, Andrea. You know, we often use this example that when the sun is out, there are an equal number of stars in the sky, but the sun eclipses the stars so you don't see them. And I have a feeling that this conversation, the tape recording, that it has an unkind series of thoughts and messages is always there in the background. But sometimes it comes to the foreground and sometimes you're unaware of it.
When you're engaged in your life and going for whatever you're up to, when you're doing what you're doing in that moment, that eclipses that attention to bring that you bring to your life eclipses the voice's complaints.
So what if these are not a problem but simply like
a
your screensaver? It's your informational to you that you've suddenly become disengaged somehow.
Yeah, it's like a barometer to your engagement in life. You know, you miss those sweet little moments when you're busy thinking about other things. What could be, what should be, how you ought to be, what you could have said, should have said, it would have been better if, all that stuff.
I like it. I like it. That makes total sense to me. Yeah, love it.
You know, we have a friend whom you know, Lenore. And she's very talented. She does many things very well. And one of the things she does is sign language interpreting. And often on an evening like a Monday, we'll say just that if you listen, don't just use your ears, use your eyes as well. Really look at the person who is speaking. And the sign language for a person who is hearing impaired or deaf is taking your fingers, and it's almost like you're doing a come hither action, but it's with your first two fingers, and it's pulling as if you're pulling everything visual into your eyes. That's their version of listening, because it's looking to see, to translate what's happening in the world around you. I guarantee you, when you're having those thoughts that are unkind and you're listening to them, you are no longer fully aware of your environment.
You're reading the script off the top of your head. You know, you notice your eyes look up to see what you're thinking about. Thinking is highly overrated, and thinking about things pulls you out of the moment. And I know you personally, and your physicality tends towards thought. In other words, your body type is long and thin, and people with that body type tend to get lost in thought more easily than others.
Yeah, that makes sense. And what you said about that I'm not aware of my environment then anymore, that's true, because sometimes when I cycle with my bike, I cycle to work every day and back, and when I'm in my thought, I totally miss the ride. That's so true.
And when right. The moment you notice you're thinking, it's a very simple thing to divert your eyes so that you're actually seeing what's around you rather than having it passing by. You actually hear what's happening around you. You actually feel, in this case, your legs working, your hands on the handlebars, you're behind on the seat. You actually become aware of what's happening, as opposed to having your reality in real time disappear, and what is in the foreground is like the movie of what's wrong with Andrea.
That's a shitty title. Yeah.
It is. It's a bad old rerun, and each of us have one of those.
Yeah, that's okay. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Very, very cool.
You're welcome. You're so welcome. Much. And we look forward to seeing you.
Yes, we look forward to seeing you too.
Excellent. All right, let's take our next caller, shall we?
Okay.
Miss Katya, where are you today?
Hi, Ariel. Hi, Shaya. I'm calling in from Hamburg, Germany.
Welcome to the show.
You sound
Thank
good.
Thank you for having me. So cool. That's fantastic. And I really enjoyed so much listening to your conversation with Andrea. I feel so like eating nutrition, and it was really cool. Yeah, I love listening to your show. And last week I thought of a question I would like to ask you, and I have to tell you it's gone. But it doesn't matter, because it's so wonderful just to be in contact with you. And I right now have a cold, and I could see how yesterday I was on the road and I was in my head complaining about that I'm not feeling so well, and then all of a sudden you came both in my head, and I said, well, it's okay to have a cold. And I included this, and I cannot say, but it was like from one moment to another, I just felt in myself again, like not in my head. So, and I had a smile up on my face.
Katya, that reminds me of a Monday night we did in New York City not too terribly long ago, where there was a lady who came for a conference at the United Nations and had some time to spend in New York City. And she looked up and saw our meeting on Meetup. And so she attended. And one of the things she said was that her back had been bothering her all day long, and she was sitting in the seat, and she started listening to what was being said, and she got distracted from her complaints about her back, and her back no longer hurt. I find that very cool, because when you start complaining about something, no matter what it is, that resistance to it keeps it in place.
Keeps it in the foreground.
That is the first principle of instantaneous transformation. Anything you resist, don't like, don't want to complain about, sticks around. And it's not...
Yeah, and what I...
Go ahead.
What I could learn with you and attending the workshops is that I have a choice, that I could see, like yesterday evening, that I all of a sudden was aware of that I'm in my head, and it was really fantastic, and just to switch the status, or just to realize and then to go on. And And then I could enjoy a wonderful evening. And also I had this before feeling and everything.
You know, it's interesting because what you're describing actually describes multiple things. The difference between change and transformation, we can come back to that. But also the three principles, because the first principle that Shia just laid out, I put that in backwards, is anything you resist, it persists, it grows stronger, it dominates your life. So in the moment that you are complaining about having a cold, that was the center of your universe and focus and your dislike of your physicality. And the second principle is no two things can occupy the same katya at the same time. You can either be aware of your surroundings, or you can be focused in on how much you don't like the fact that you have a cold. And then the third principle is anything you allow to be or embrace exactly as it is completes itself. And
yeah,
it's not to say that you suddenly didn't have a cold, but the cold was something, as you said, you included. So then it was no longer the focus of
your life.
Your life and attention.
Yeah, and then I walked on and I came to a wonderful, beautiful place. And this just happened right now in this moment, but it was like I could see this beautiness of this place where I was. And then I was like looking up to the universe and was saying, thank you. It was just so lovely. And I was thanking for you guys for teaching this wonderful approach. It was really so sweet.
Thank you, sweetie. That's great. You know, we miss so much of our lives when we get lost in complaining, as if the complaints did something other than keep what we're complaining about in place.
You know, and it's always challenging when you're not feeling well. I think it's really quite lovely, and it says a lot about you that you can recognize while you're not feeling well that there's nothing wrong with not feeling well. Because so many of us identify or misidentify, have the idea that we are only really in the moment when we're perfectly well, we're well rested, we're not hungry, we've exercised the appropriate amount. We have a whole list of criteria that is not realistic. How you are right now is the perfect place, and how you know is because it's where you are. And with
Ariel,
go ahead.
I'm sorry, because it was just so strong feeling which come up in myself or the thought. I don't know. I'm sorry, but the question was, it's too good to be true. This is a thought. But it was just so strong in myself that I'm sorry that I interrupted you. But
what's too good to be true?
On the other hand, I feel at the moment it's too good to be true. But it's true, and it's my life.
What is too good to be true?
Yeah, you know, it was so easy. For example, the thing what I experienced last night was so easy. I just were in the flow. And then, well, today I had a wonderful experience. And it was so much lightness and easiness. And on this, And it was a complex day, and just as I was listening to you, there came this big thought, oh, it's too good to be true. That can't be true, but it's only a thought, right?
Right. And not now, we need to go to a break.
We can talk more about that when we get back. Can you come back with us?
Yes, I would love to.
Excellent. We'll be back shortly, everyone.
So come on back.
Don't miss
being here.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
This moment is precious, and being here for it is an idea worth sharing. So after you're done listening to the show, you can forward it to your friends and join the conversation on Ariel and Shia's Facebook or Twitter page, Transformation Made Easy. You can also connect with like-minded people by visiting a Say Yes to Your Life meetup group near you. Transformation is a communicable ease. The more you share it, the richer it becomes. Find out more at transformationmadeeasy.com. Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club. The Cane's online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here, write comments on the Transformational Moments blog, and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Excellence Club.
Feeling inspired, entertained, enlightened? Would you like more? Ariel and Shia invite you to participate in their fun and lively transformational seminars that have allowed people across the globe to have highly satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Join the Canes and their amazing community live and in person in New York, Germany, England, or even Costa Rica. Ready to deepen your experience of instantaneous transformation in your career, family, and relationships? Then take the leap. Register today at TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Live up to your fullest potential. This is the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
You're listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back.
Yes, welcome back to Being Here.
Thank you so much for listening to our show.
We really do appreciate that you listen to our show. And, you know, it makes a difference. And I love that you share it with your friends and let people know that there's an alternative to working on yourself and struggling to get through life, that there's a possibility of life being easy. And by sharing the show, you give that possibility to others. So we want to especially thank certain listeners in different places like Newport Richie, Florida.
And Moscow, Russia.
And Arvada, Colorado.
And if we said it wrong, write to us. Let us know that it's not Arvada and is Arvada. We don't know. Tell us where you are. Oldenburg, Germany.
Newark, New Jersey.
London in the UK.
Ithaca, New York.
And Ontario, Canada.
Yeah, and everywhere else in the world that you listen from, thank you so very much for being part of our family.
From your car, from the subway, from your exercise, wherever you're at, thanks for listening. By the way, if you like to listen, we have audiobooks on, you can get them on Audible. All of our books are as audiobooks. And if you haven't yet joined our email newsletter, each month we send out inspirational articles, videos, and more. So sign up at transformationmadeeasy.com. All right. We are speaking
with Katya.
Hi.
You know, Katya, you were talking about it's too good to be true because it's so easy now.
But you forget You've made an investment in time and money and attentiveness to our workshops for many years.
Yeah. You've honed the skill set of being present so that body's under stress.
Yeah, but it's become transparent to you that you no longer have to stress yourself with things that don't go your way. And pretty soon you're not stressed.
Yeah, yeah, that's wonderful. That's really, really wonderful. And I'm so thankful that I gave this to me, or still give it to me. because it's so in my life. And it's really, that's so wonderful.
I got goosebumps. Yeah. Hey, Katya, you see, the world around us does not realize that life can be easy. For the most part, most people do not see life that way. And that's why you're continuing to take workshops, or they're actually seminars, and they're actually hanging out together. Not really, we don't work on anybody. You know, it's not about processing or fixing or making anybody better. But that you are practicing the skill set of living in current time rather than your thoughts, which are illusionary, that makes life easy. And if you know, you've invested in yourself, you've given yourself over time workshops with us in Hamburg, in New York, you've come to Costa Rica with us. So, you know, you've made the investment and it's paid off. That
yes.
You are happy and well. Not all that many people in Hamburg, Germany are happy and well as a lifestyle.
Or pick any other town or city or metropolis.
Right. But you happen to be in Hamburg, so I mentioned Hamburg.
Yeah, I cannot imagine another life or not meeting you once, or that I met you once, and it's I have nearly no words for it because it's so fulfilling.
How did you meet us initially?
Well, I did a sailing course in Hamburg, and
yes.
There I met Stephanie Luck, and there she once was talking about you guys at the River Alster, and she was so enthusiastic, and she was so natural, and that made me curious. And so, as we were sailing friends, she shared her experience with you guys, and then she gave me the first book, and then, at that time, I said to myself, I know everything, you know, I know everything, and then I came to
that.
The first, pardon?
I love that you thought you knew everything, because everybody thinks they know everything, and they do know everything they know, but there's a universe of things that are there, but we don't see them because we don't know to look.
Yeah, that's so true. That's so, so true. Yeah. At that time, and then I came to the first international call, and it was really crazy because after this international call, I came into the office the other day and I just felt like I have little wings on my arms. And then I said, I just was listening there, and what happened? And it was really indescribable, and then the journey started, so that I attended my first workshop, and
I love you talking about it, and I want to point out a few things to you. One is, in a certain respect, the journey started when you met Stephanie and you recognized something about her that you found compelling. But it also started because she was willing to share her passion with you. Not only her passion for sailing, but her passion for transformation, and willing to expressed to you things that she was interested in, and you, in the face of you thinking all along at the same time, oh yeah, I know that already, but she was still willing to extend herself. You have that quality now. I actually think you underestimate yourself, that there are people who look at you and privately think, wow, she is such a cool person. I wish I could be like her. But it may not occur to you to share your passions with them, your passions for the international call, or your passions for sailing, or your passions for the coffee shop down the street. You tend to think that you're normal rather than you are a very wealthy person who has vast resources to share, including, you know, this past week, somebody was saying, oh, a friend of mine is having a hard time about this topic. Any of you remember a radio show that might address that? And a lot of people spoke up and said, hey, send her this episode. Here's the link. You have things to share with people. And I have a feeling it just hasn't occurred to you that you personally have a lot to share.
Yeah, that's on the spot. That's really cool. That's true. Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Aria. Thank you
for calling in today. We have another caller we're going to take now, but
really appreciate
listening to you describe your life these days.
It's a treat.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah.
A big hug from my heart.
I felt that.
Bye.
A sweet moment for all of us. All right, let's take Michelle. Michelle, where are you today?
Hi, I'm calling from Brooklyn.
Welcome to the show.
Yeah, I love the idea of sweet moments because sometimes I can enjoy them and other times she feels like the sweet moments are not there.
Well,
have you noticed?
I got to tell you something. I saw you recently at a Monday night in New York, and you looked and were so sweet. And I flash back on when I first met you, and you were afraid to expose your sweet nature back then. And you've become more and more comfortable being you, and this sweetness and beauty that you are is really showing through these days. And
as you allow yourself to be vulnerable in the moment.
Exactly.
Well, thank you. That's so cool that you say that. Because I took on the idea of dating without complaining about it.
That's great.
And the idea that it could be fun if I don't focus on trying to find a boyfriend or get in a relationship, I could actually just meet people. But what happens is I take it on, and then I lose the fun and the momentum, and I give it up before anything ever happens.
I'm not sure you're losing the fun and the momentum.
There's something in what you just said. There's before anything happens, there's an idea that we've all been impregnated with from childhood that you have to end up in a relationship with somebody, that you can't just be with them not going somewhere.
Well, let's go back and talk. I know you were listening when Katya was on, and I couldn't recall how she found us. And then I did remember after she started speaking about Stephanie sharing with her whilst at the Baltic Sea about the possibility of transformation, and in that case, the international calls. That moment was a date. That was not for the purpose of having
a long-term romantic relationship
with Katya, but she fully gave herself clearly to Katya. Otherwise, Katya would not have been compelled to join us or be a part of what we're about. So I think when you get into dating mode, you have a picture of what that is rather than recognizing it's comprised, our relationship, my relationship is comprised of sweet little moments that happen to have happened over a series of years.
A lot of sweet little moments.
Yeah. Yeah.
But we, okay. You know, even when we first started dating, it was, the relationship was open at first. So in other words, we dated different people when we dated each other. But on our second date,
It was first date.
I told Ariel that she was the one for me in this lifetime. And I continued dating and she continued dating. But what happened was we discovered we were having more fun with each other than with other people.
I think that there comes a point where you forget to have fun.
If you're having fun, the possibility of relationship, it becomes exponential. If you're not having fun, you kill off any relationship that might show up because it's not fun.
You know, at some point, Michelle, your internalized idea of relationship from childhood kicks in, and it generally goes, and they lived happily ever after. And it's like, no, you've got this moment and that moment and this moment and that moment. And it's an exploration. It's an unfolding. It's about being here right now.
And discovering how to be honest what's true for you and expressing yourself rather than suppressing yourself to try to keep a relationship in place or have that second date or fifth date or tenth date.
I actually think what's been a big component in our relationship being so flowering after all of these years is our willingness to keep letting go of it rather than trying to move it to our self-perceived next level. And being willing, if it wasn't working, if this wasn't going to work, we were going to let go of it. And that allowed us to be honest with each other. And in the honesty is the seeds for success.
Right. And it's a little difficult for most people to be honest because they get their survival locked up to keeping that person as part of their life. And so they don't be truthful in order to manipulate things to turn out the way they'd like. But if you are truthful, life turns out well. And I believe you've been being truthful in your life, to tell you the truth.
I think so. I noticed that I've been able to appreciate who I am and not get, it's been easier to not get sucked in to drama around me. And it actually feels good to just be able to listen to people and just be. It's so cool now when it happens.
That's great.
You know, and that's a perfect way for us to end this episode.
We've just run out of time.
We have. And, you know, if you want to be connected to people like Michelle, and join our email newsletter. Find out more about it at transformationmadeeasy.com. You can certainly share the show. And next week's show is sex, and sex. Should be fun.
It will be fun.
Come on back.
Okay.
And don't miss
being here.
Yeah.
We hope you've enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another empowering episode of Being Here. Thank you.